Hey, good to have you back. It's Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. Time for a little weekly dose of relationship and dating advice, the stuff I like to give out. Well, today, it's all about flirty questions. Flirting is one of those topics that it just never grows old with both men and women, it seems, because it's that edgy zone of just meeting somebody and telling them you like them in a way that doesn't tell them you like them. It's kind of the weird little dichotomy of that moment when you're trying to play with sexual energy to see if you can get the other person interested. It's like a magical place, a playground of fairies and pixie dust to get the other person interested in you. Well, flirty questions are great because they give you a way to dabble in that space and not feel like you're putting yourself out there too much, which is important for a woman. And if you can do it through texting, even better, right? So I'm going to give you these, and they're also good for flirty texts. Because it's no secret that one of the best tools you can use to get a man to open his heart and commit to you is through the effective use of questions. Questions are the hot butter knife through the butter of his defenses, and they are incredibly simple to use. All you need is the right question to get a man to start talking. And when a man starts talking, he's an open book to you. It's like a love spell. It's a spell that you can use anytime to awaken a man's attraction for you. So today I'm going to give you some of those questions that you can use on him. And by the way, these phrases are something that I actually give you a whole ton more of in my passion phrases, Obsess His Mind and Capture His Heart program, which you can get over at datingadviceguru.com. And the best part is that all of these phrases I'm going to give you, these flirty little questions, are great questions you can text him. But first, we're going to talk about five questions you should not ask a guy. Yeah, you might have seen these somewhere, and they told you to use them, but they're not a good idea. Let me give you an idea of how these things work. First of all, bad question slash text number one, do you have a girlfriend? Ugh, why would you ask this? It's an obvious question that would actually probably make you feel pretty dumb in about 10 seconds. See, you never have to worry about being that direct with a man, because men are super easy to get information out of. Instead, just ask him, well, one of the questions I'm about to give you. So ignore that whole, do you have a girlfriend question? That's not one that a woman should ask a man. A man should ask a woman, hey, do you have a boyfriend? That's a good one, right? Bad question slash text number two, have you ever... Now, I'm actually talking about one kind of have you ever question here. That have you ever question is about sex. If you ask them any kind of sex questions which are related to, hey, have you ever done it on the top of a building? Have you ever done it in an elevator? Have you ever done it on a plane? Whatever those have you ever questions are, don't bother with them, okay? Especially if it's sex related. If this is your first time talking to a guy, well, by all means, please don't go into that topic, or even your first date. There's really no need for sex talk yet. You don't have to put that out there yet. It's the man's job to get that way first, and then you'll just kind of go along with the program. And I'll show you more of those in a minute. Bad question slash text number three is, are you busy on... Now, this is another one of those set you up for failure questions that I see suggested by articles all over the internet. I mean, I actually did some research on this particular part because I see bad questions in texts all the time. And I got these literally off of some of the top quote unquote dating relationship sites. These sites really suck. I'm sorry to say it. And I'm glad I'm out there to help set you straight on what you should be saying. Just don't use this one. Don't use the, hey, are you busy on Tuesday? And, you know, try and suggest gently that he should go along for a date. Don't get suckered into that one. It's a question that seems like a safe way to ask a guy out for a woman, but you don't need to go this far. In fact, if you have to be this obvious with a guy, he's an idiot, okay? Or he's just not interested. Either way, he's not for you. All right, I got a few more. Bad question slash text number four. What do you think about me? Fishing for feedback from a guy you barely know is probably the most insecure, needy, and unnecessary thing you can do. Now, I wouldn't even suggest that my own teenage daughter do this. She's not a teenager yet, but when she's a teenager, I will definitely not tell her this bit of stupid advice. It's the worst advice ever. I actually saw this in, well, it was basically one article that had been copied and rewritten a few times for different sites, but it had the exact same lame-bo questions in it. And this one was actually in there. What do you think about me? Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh. No, don't do this one. Oy vey. Bad question, text number 5. How can you be so cute? Or how can you be so gorgeous? How can you be so darn funny? Look, if you're complimenting him like this, you clearly need to stay with me through the rest of this podcast, because paying a man compliments like this, especially really quickly, is going to make you very, very unattractive in a man's eyes. Actually, disinteresting to most men. You don't need to do this. It's actually overreaching. This is, by the way, this exact bit of advice was also promoted in another article as being smart, and is probably the worst thing you can do to start a relationship off right. The worst thing you can do is get a man thinking he's the prize. Just keep in mind that when a woman opens her mouth, it should never, and I mean never, sound like a cheesy pickup line. Okay, enough about the don'ts. Let's get into the do's. Flirty question number 1, what gym do you go to? This one's obvious flattery, but it's a lot less obvious than, hey, have you been working out? You know, where you squeeze his arms and try to pretend you're all impressed with him. No, you don't have to do that. Just say, hey, what gym do you go to? Use this particular phrase, and then you can pretend some kind of fake shock when the guy tells you he actually works out at home or he hasn't been to the gym lately. But please, don't ask this question if he's got a beer belly and is obviously unathletic. It's actually kind of a weird insult. Only ask him this one if you find his physique attractive. Otherwise, it's just shallow manipulation. All right, flirty question number 2. What's your favorite funny? This one's good because he might not get it at first. And yeah, that's a good thing, because if you make a guy wonder, even if he's just slightly confused or wondering about what you said, it's always going to trigger him to be more engaged and to think about you a little bit more. So you can text him this question, or you can ask him in person, it doesn't matter. But then when he asks you, what do you mean my favorite funny? You say, well, where do you go to get a good laugh in the middle of the day? And what you want to discover here is where he's finding his humor and his levity, the things that are kind of stress relievers. Usually it's YouTube these days, but you never know. It's also a great way to find out what kind of sense of humor he has and whether or not yours is compatible with his. Like if he sends you a, you know, weird cat video on YouTube and that's your thing, hey, great matchup. Plus, there's nothing more bonding than whipping out your phone and sharing a funny video and a laugh with each other. Flirty question number 3, what's your favorite movie line? All guys have favorite movie lines. His will likely be more oriented towards humor or macho action stuff. Hey, it's what guys like. And this will also tell you a little bit of something, what he finds funny, right? And what he gets excited about, too. And there's nothing more fun than trading movie lines and getting some of those, I call them after laughs, like after you see a movie and it has a lot of great lines and you trade them back and forth. Those after laughs from a movie that's really good are a great way to share a laugh with them, which then just increases the connection. It's a super fun way to bond with a man. All right, flirty question number 4. What's your weirdest thing? This one's fun and it'll take a bit of thinking about, but it's another great way to get some storytelling going between you. You want to ask him what the weirdest thing is that he owns. You could ask, so what's the one weird thing you own that has the best story? Now, it helps to have one of your own stories to offer up as an example after. Like that weird ring that you wear that you, I don't know, won at a carnival where you had the most perfect day of your life, or, you know, some such thing. Something with more of a twisty-turny story would be great. Something that has a really cool story behind it. And then get him to tell you the whole story about his particular item, complete with as many emotional details as you can get out of him. This is also your opportunity to get him to tell you a story and hear how he relates to things with emotional meaning in his life. You could also just ask him for the weirdest thing he has with an emotionally attached story to it, right? All right, flirty question number 5. What is your favorite superpower? This one is a great question to ask a guy, especially in this day and age where pretty much every guy has read a comic book or at least seen a Marvel superhero movie. And they wondered, what would it be like to have that power? So when he tells you what superpower he would choose, listen carefully and then ask him what he would do with that power. This is critical because it's going to tell you the most about what he values in life when it comes to power. And it will tell you a lot about him just understanding how he would use that particular power. Would he want invisibility? Does he want the destructive power of lightning or flame? Or does he want the ability to fly and experience the ultimate cool freedom of flying. Each one of those would help you read something out of his personality that'll help you decide if he's a good choice for you. All right, flirty question number 6, what's your favorite app? This is one that could have probably only have appeared in the last few years in the age of the smartphone. But we all have that app on our phone that we simply can't live without, or we use it way more than the others that we download and forget about. This gives you the opportunity to share a little bit about your lifestyle, as you're both going to want to know or explain how this app is used, right? And why it's so indispensable to you. You can also substitute cool app instead of favorite app. You might get a little bit more playful alternatives that way. Flirty question number 7, what's your purpose? Now, I definitely don't want you to say it or text it exactly like that, but you do want to pose a real power question to him. And when I say power question, it's a question that has a lot of power in it because of how you're asking and what you're asking about him. The best kind of power question you can ask once you've established that this guy is, you know, worth your looking at him and possibly dating him, the best one you can ask him is this. So, what are you doing to change the world? Boom, mic drop right there. This is probably the most powerful weapon in your arsenal to flirty text him or just flirty question him in person. It instantly takes you from being just some other girl he met to being the woman that is actually looking for a really, well, truly special guy. Now he has something he has to live up to. For gosh sakes, he's got to think about what is he doing to change the world. If he spends a long time thinking about this one, that's a good thing because it's not a light question, not by any means. As a matter of fact, you're going to experience most guys will just quickly rush to an answer, which, well, you might have to press him for a little bit more deep thinking about it. But you want to listen to whatever it is he says and then see if he's thinking big enough for you. Okay, so maybe ask him, what are you doing to change the world? And he says, well, I'd like to run my own ferret farm. Well, that may be all the answer you really need from him. Okay, remember that these flirty questions that I've given you, they're primarily a way to get more information out of him. All right, it's to get him to open up a little bit so you can make a decision if you want to date him. This is really big. These days, I see a lot of people, especially women, are simply going into dating with this goal of just going to get the other person attracted to them. That's their only goal. In fact, this is the first concern of a lot of people, which is a pretty big concern to me, actually. The first question you want in your head when you meet a guy or go out on a date is whether or not he's the guy you would want to raise your children. Okay? Period. Even if you aren't planning on having any more kids, you have to think in this particular direction. Anything less than this is a message that you're basically selling yourself short and you're not thinking big enough for you. Because there is no bigger decision in your life than the man you decide to marry. And guess what? There's no bigger decision for a guy than the woman he decides to marry. After all, marriage is probably the goal you have, whether or not you'd admit it to yourself. Eventually, that will be your decision. If he's going to be a good husband or a father. And it's better to start out with that question on your mind early rather than later when your heart is too involved and wrapped up with him to let him go. Wouldn't you like to attract Mr. Right? I mean, how would you like to know if he's the right one for you? The best way to know is to know how to connect with him so you can know right away if he's the one. Because there's nothing worse than knowing you had your soulmate, but you can't be with him for whatever reason, or you let him slip through your fingers. If you want to discover how to never let that happen, how to make sure you capture your Mr. Right, you deserve to know the truth about how to connect with him so that you keep him. Got a quick presentation. It's short, it's free, and it's ready for you right now. Go check it out. It's over at datingadviceguru.com/connection code. That's datingadviceguru.com/connection code. Do it. Go watch that video. It's worth your time. I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. And please live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.